Now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely day and weekend. We hope you can spare us an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we welcome your participation. That's very, very important. We realize we're up against the Academy Awards, but everybody knows who's going to win. They always publish it, you know, weeks ahead of time. So, yeah, so there's not much suspense there. And settle back and join us because we need your participation. The number to join us here is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Our lines are open right now. If you'd like to give us a call on a toll-free line, you could certainly do that at 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. I also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter.com. That's MindsOverMatter at yahoo.com. MindsOverMatter@yahoo.com. Feel free to email us anytime. We do not read them during the show, but it's always great to hear from our listeners. If you have a comment or a question, MindsOverMatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear the show online, you can do that anywhere in the world. And also while you're watching the Academy Awards at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like to get a podcast of the show, Debbie, as busy as she is, will be willing to do that after the show tonight at kalw.org. Okay, we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and whatever Jerry's working on at the moment. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman would like to thank all of the little people who helped make this night possible. Stuart Little, Little Beaver, Malcolm Little, Rich Little, and Little Richard.
Thank you, Dana.
Little Eva was probably in there, too.
Yeah, that's good.
Little Eva of the Locomotion Fair.
Forgot about her.
Yeah.
Well, the Oscar goes to Laurie Fisher, who would like to thank the Academy for, well, not very much this year, but he would like to thank the Minds Over Matter cast and crew for an even wilder and more lavish red carpet party than usual. Everyone was definitely looking their radio best.
We were. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is looking forward to Super Tuesday, if only to separate the women from the Neanderthals.
That's right. And we will begin with Jerry Nachman.
Okay, well, in the spirit of the evening, what are the top three least successful major studio releases of all time? They're all fairly recent.
So
these are ones easier to lose money
that have lost the most money.
Yeah, yeah. And if you get any of them, you get a bell.
So it's not Ishtar. That used to
be. No, that's
the one.
A long time ago.
So it's way, it's
that
more
didn't lose
that.
Much money because the money was not, you know,
they didn't have that much
to lose.
It wasn't
as costly in those days. Yeah.
See, these are more recent than that.
Yeah, they're all recent.
Are
yeah.
they within the last year or two?
Within the last 5 years.
That
I've heard of one of them.
Right. Well, there was that pirate movie with Gina Davis that lost a lot of money,
it
but
did.
I can't think of what it's called. But of course, that was that was probably 15 years ago. So this sets.
I don't think that's it. No.
All right, and then The Lone Ranger lost a lot of money.
Very good, number two.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
lost $134 million.
The Johnny Depp Lone Ranger one. Yeah.
Yeah, was Johnny Depp in that?
Yeah.
He
was Tonto.
How could that lose money?
It was bad enough that it lost
because
money.
Because nobody remembers The Lone Ranger anymore.
Yeah, probably.
That's why. Yeah. So two others.
Is one of them, they made a movie that I lost a lot of money with on about the game Prince of Persia with Jake Gyllenhaal?
No,
that was
no.
That might have
so
made
So The Lone Ranger, is that the one you've heard of?
That's the same, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, so the other two, okay. And so these are all basically within the last probably 10 years, right?
Last 5 years.
5 years, okay. All right. Read the question just once more.
What are the top three least successful major studio releases of all time?
And are these kind of blow them up big kind of deals, as far as you know?
I don't know. I don't know anything about them. One sounds like it might be, but I don't know.
So this is cost as opposed to profit, no, like a cost. Profit.
I don't know how they I don't know how they figure this. And you know, given studio books juggling, who knows? Really, probably a lot
right.
of others.
Okay.
Anyway, this was
Laurie, why don't you go ahead too?
All right. Well, I was interested in that this year that two people are nominated for playing, two men are nominated for playing real life people, Bryan Cranston for playing Dalton Trumbull and Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs. So I was looking at how frequently people have won for playing real people, and five out of the last 6 years.
Wasn't weren't the actors in Spotlight all playing real people?
Yes, but I don't think they are nominated for Best Actor this year.
Ruffalo is, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I'm looking at five of the last 6 years, the Best Actor award went to somebody playing a real person. So that's what I'm looking for.
The last 6 years?
Five of the last 6 years, and eight of the last 11, but I thought that was too many.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'll give you one or two each.
Five of the last 6 years.
Yeah, the Best Actor went to somebody playing somebody who's an actual person.
Huh. All right. I have to think about that for a minute because I don't pay much attention to the Oscars anymore.
It's too recent. Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny. It is recent.
Yeah.
When I just started looking.
Well, Stephen Hawking, of course.
Yes.
That was last year.
Yeah, Eddie Redmayne played Stephen Hawking last year, and he's up again this year.
Right. And that's a real person, too.
Yes. They said it was based on a real person.
Is this a winner or a nominee?
These are all winners.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm looking for winners. So we got Eddie Redmayne. Give yourself a bell for that.
All right. Okay.
And we're looking for the four of the others.
Okay.
So once again, Best Actor, Bryan Cranston, Michael Fassbender, and maybe Eddie Redmayne are nominated for playing real people. Five of the last six Best Actors were actors playing real people. Who are they? And we got Eddie Redmayne last year for playing Stephen Hawking.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, I'm in the city.
Hello.
You know, when somebody corrected me, you know, about when Beatles, with actor Dean Martin knocked off the Beatles, everybody loved somebody.
Uh-huh.
And here's a follow-up to that question. Do you know what song by what leading female group of the 60s knocked Dean Martin out of the number one spot?
I cannot.
Dana, would you repeat the question?
What female singer knocked Dean Martin out of...
female singer group knocked Everybody Loves Somebody sometime out of the number one position.
Okay.
So this was like 63 or 64?
64.
How about the Supremes?
Yep, give yourself a vote.
Good job.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Stop in the Name of Love.
No.
No? All right. Baby Love.
No. It does have love in the title, though.
Love Child.
No.
Let's see.
You're doing very well, though.
Well, we had these because the Supremes had three songs in the 60s with love in them. So not stopping.
They have more number one singles than any other female group of the
Baby
60s.
Love, and there's one more. Tell Us.
Yeah, Give Up?
Yes.
Where did our love go?
Where did our love go? Very good.
All right.
Here's my second question.
Mm-hmm.
What an actor that played in Lord of the Television met Pope John the 23rd and played him in the television film?
All right, once more.
What actor played the Lord on television, met Pope John the 23rd, played him in the television film?
Dana, would you repeat that?
All right. What actor that played a Pope on TV?
No, played a lawyer on television, a regular series, met John the 23rd, played him in the television film.
Oh.
Raymond Burr?
Yes. Give yourself a film.
See, you did understand the question.
Well, I have to listen to it about three times.
Yeah, was portrait of a man whose name was John.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
I'm not as stupid as I sound. Or look.
All right.
Neither of those.
Well, luckily the looks don't matter on the radio. All right. What is the most common product we eat every day that is named after a Roman goddess? What is the most common product that most people eat every day that is named after a Roman goddess?
Why are you giggling?
I'm just trying to think of the Roman goddesses I know who've been turned into food products. So the Hostess Cupcake is not it. The god of Twinkies.
No, let's see. Is it a brand name or a generic product?
Generic. Yeah. It's generic in terms of this is the overall name of that type of product.
It's a very common product.
Very common, yeah.
Is it a fruit or vegetable?
I don't think I'm going to answer any of those. What is the most common product that most people eat every day that is named after a Roman goddess?
Come on, you know mythology.
I'm trying to think of – I don't know it that well. I'm trying to think of what people eat every day that would be in there. Okay.
I don't think banana is one of them.
Yeah. That's a good question. We'll leave it out for the time being.
All right. Stop patronizing me. Thank you.
I'm not.
I know. I'm just teasing. All right. Taxi was a very good TV show that I'm sure we all watched at some point. Six of the cast members of Taxi have appeared in Best Picture winners.
Oh.
Taxi, the TV series, on, of course, late 70s, early 80s. Six cast members from Taxi have appeared in Best Picture Academy Award winners.
Mary Lou Henner?
No, she is not one of them.
Judd Hirsch.
Well, you have to. Yeah, I want you to tell me what the Academy Award winners are, too.
He was in Ordinary People.
Ordinary People's one, but there's two for two. A couple of the cast members are have been in two Best Pictures.
Is Ordinary People one of them?
Ordinary People is one.
It has two cast members in it.
No.
Okay.
He won for two.
Judd Hirsch was in two Academy Award winning Best Pictures.
Right.
But he is one of the six members of the Taxi cast who appeared in Best Picture.
I actually never watched Taxi. I know it's a good show. But
Danny DeVito is another one.
I'm trying to think of what he was in, though. What Best Picture was Danny DeVito in?
Oh.
He was in two also.
Really?
Yes.
So they represent as many as eight different Best Pictures?
So now that you've said those names, I can say that only Judd Hirsch and Danny DeVito were in two Best Picture Academy Award winners. Okay, all the others were in only one.
Danny DeVito, wasn't he that movie when he was the lawyer with Kirk Douglas and his wife screaming at each other?
You mean Michael Douglas, the
Michael
War of the
Douglas,
Roses,
Michael,
but no, that wasn't
that
it.
Wasn't
War
the best, Roses, that wasn't okay. a best picture.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So just to go over it again, six cast members from Taxi have appeared in Best Picture Academy Award winners. And I will say that Judd Hirsch and Danny DeVito are the two that appeared in two different Best Picture Academy Award winners. So what were the – who were the actors and what were the Academy Award winners?
So I don't think Tony Danza was one, right?
Tony Danza was one.
He's in a Best Picture.
He was. And second question was what product that most of us eat every day – what is the most popular product that most of us eat every day that was named after a Roman goddess?
Was Back to the Future a best movie?
It was not.
Okay. So the guy...
These are on, remember, these are winners, not nominees.
Right. These
the
pictures
all winners.
Were, yeah, they all
right.
won.
Right.
Was Andy Kaufman in a best movie?
He was not.
Know, I don't think
he
so.
He was not.
Okay, I'm trying to think of the cast members.
Think about
I got
it
more.
Now.
Okay. So we're looking for the other Judd Hirsch, both Danny DeVito.
Yeah, there are six different members of Taxi.
And a Tony Danza.
Who were each in Academy Award winner for Best Picture.
That's a great question.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sheldon in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
I got a, since you're talking about food, got a question about apples. There was a compendium that was published in 1905 that that listed the number of varieties of apples that had been produced in the United States between 1800 and 1900, approximately, and how many varieties of apples do you think there were in the United States in that 100-year period?
Oh, it's about 10 now.
Hundreds and hundreds, yeah. I would think. Is it more than 200?
Much more.
That's what I figured, yeah.
It's over 1,000?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
All right, then I'll just make a, I'll just hazard a guess and say 1,700. How about that?
multiply it by 10.
Really?
17,007. Yeah.
Of different varieties of apples.
Yep, yeah.
How many of them exist today?
Well, that was part B of the question.
Oh, okay.
How many are grown commercially today?
Oh, commercially. Right. Is it less than 100 now?
Slightly.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's
gone. The Berkeley Bowl has about 20. That's the most I've ever seen.
I'll say 80.
No, it's 90.
Okay. Wow. All right.
That's good. And so was the total 17,000? Was that the first answer?
Yeah, the 17,000 was the first answer.
That's
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting.
Thank you so much.
All right. Great show.
Bye-bye, Sheldon. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. This is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi. I have a few answers, I think. This one is a guess. Jerry, your question about the movies that lost the most money.
Uh-huh.
That movie, John Carter.
That's, yes.
Number three. John,
was that one of them? Yeah.
Number three. $131 million. Yeah.
Right.
Very good.
I saw that on TV.
What was that about?
Okay.
Was that about the guy that discovered King
It was
Cash?
Edgar Rice Burroughs. It was John
Carter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
John Carter of Mars. Well, I mean, he's a Confederate soldier that is transported to Mars and helped save the civilization.
Good. I didn't think you guys would get any of those, so that's very good.
Yeah. Yeah. And then for the Roman goddess, the food you're talking about is cereal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Roman goddess is?
Ceres.
Yes, the goddess of grain and agriculture. Right. Excellent. Right. Good job.
And cereals named after her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you were talking about taxi, was this just people who appeared on the show?
No, there were regulars on the show. There were regulars.
Okay. Well, Carol Kane. I'm trying to remember what.
Carol Kane is one of them. Yeah.
I know. Was she in Annie Hall?
Yes, she was. That's the one. Okay.
Oh,
very good.
Very good.
And then I know there was someone else who was on it. I know Vincent Schiavo was on the show, but I don't think he was. He wasn't a regular on the show.
I'm sorry. What was that name again?
Vincent Schiavo.
Oh no, he wasn't a regular. No.
Okay. And did you get the movie? Danny DeVito was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's right. Oh. That's one of them. Now he was in two. Played,
right.
But very good.
That's
good job.
Oh, what was somebody playing? Oh, the other one escapes me. Okay, yeah, but those are the answers that I had. And then I have two questions for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, one of them is up your alley, Dan. So there's only one person, along the lines of Lori's question, there's only one person who's ever played, an actor, I should say, who's ever played, won an Oscar for a biographical role where they shared the same name, that is, first name,
as a
character.
Same first name.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Oh, well, help us along a little bit and tell us maybe what decade it was in. How about that?
70s.
Oh, 70s is kind of a black hole for me for many reasons.
Ever since 38 is a black hole for you.
That's a very good question.
And they shared first name or last name or both?
No, just first name.
Is the name the title?
Oh, George Patton. George Patton. Yeah. George Scott. George Patton. Yes.
Very good.
All right. Good job. Okay. Thank you so much.
That's good.
Oh, I'm. Yeah.
I have one more question.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So this one's more of a reminder for Jerry and Lori. It has to do with sports teams.
All right.
Excellent.
There are only two teams in the four major sports that their name doesn't include the city, state, or province name that they're from.
So this could be baseball, football, hockey, or basketball.
Right. So, like, for example, there's the Texas Rangers.
There are four?
There are only two teams in all the sports.
Two teams?
Two teams.
Like, it's not like it would not be the Miami Heat. It would be just the Heat.
Whatever their designation wasn't the city, state, or province.
So, but the formal name would not have the name of the city, is what you're saying.
Or the state. Or the province.
Or the state of the province. Okay. Right.
Oh, that's good.
It has some other kind of geographic designation.
So it's not its last name; it's its first name.
But it does have a geographic designation, or doesn't it?
I don't know if you consider teams to have first and last names.
Because that's a good one. So to it's leave hockey, out
there. Hockey, basketball, baseball, and football.
Right.
Forget hockey. That's a black hole for me.
Okay. Give them a clue.
Okay, the clue is one is in football, and one is in basketball.
Football and basketball.
Well, we should be able to run through those in a couple hours.
I think we'll have to think about that, and we'll let the people, our listeners, guess too. So, can we put you on hold?
Of course.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, and you can give the answers. Thanks a lot, by the way.
So these are professional teams, not college.
Yeah,
teams.
Professional teams. One football team.
You should
I should. But the city and state are
football
in the region.
Basketball.
Are, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, Jerry, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. What movie holds the record for most consecutive weeks as number one box office seller?
Once more.
What movie holds the record for the most consecutive weeks as a number one box office hit?
In that city.
No, not in any city.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said
city. The last question. No, just overall.
Everywhere.
Oh, okay.
All cities.
is it within the last 20 years?
I can't tell you that.
You could.
I could, but I won't.
Is it a Lord of the Rings movie? The first one?
No.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I don't know. There are a lot to...
It's a lot to pick
from.
Yeah.
Have to think about
Do you
that.
Have how many weeks it was? Can you tell
15
us
15 weeks.
So 15 weeks. Wow. So almost 4 months.
15 weeks.
It's not an obscure movie, of course.
No.
How about the most recent Star Wars? Because that was...
Nope.
Yeah. Okay, just read the question once more, please.
What movie holds the record for most consecutive weeks as number one box office hit?
Okay. All right. And Debbie, can we go to a call? All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. So, yeah, so first, the Oscar winners who are based on real people.
Yes.
I don't know the name of the guy he played, but it was Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club.
Very good. The guy's name was Ron Woodruff. Very nice.
Okay. And I don't know if this is too far back, but how about Forrest Whitaker as Idi Amin in King of Scotland or something like that?
You know, he won. He's just past the cutoff point that I gave. So if we went to 8 of the last 11, he won in 2006. Very good. He's,
okay,
he was still
I got a bunch of others. Yeah. How about Sean Penn in Milk?
Yep, that's one of them. Very nice.
Okay, and this is probably too far away too, but how about Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind?
No, that's before these.
Okay,
that's a little too old.
Did you share with them how many years?
I'm not sure of the actor's last name, but I think it was like Paul Muni or something in Hotel Rwanda, if that was too far away.
Oh, no, not Paul Muni, but I mean, Hotel Rwanda. Don Cheadle
was in that. He didn't win.
I don't know why I came up with Paul
Muni.
Anyway, then,
a versatile actor, but not that versatile.
And then for the taxi cast members who were Oscar winners, Judd Hirsch in A Beautiful Mind.
Yes, he was in A Beautiful Mind. Very good. Excellent.
And then Tony Danza in Crash.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that. Oh. That was the hardest one, too, because he just had a tiny little part.
Yeah, he had a really small role.
Yeah.
And I believe somebody mentioned already Danny DeVito in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, right?
Right.
Okay, and then how about Jeff Conway in Grease?
No, because Grease wasn't Best Picture.
Okay. And then for the question about which movie was number one for the longest, could that be American Sniper?
No.
The longest box office?
Yeah. No, it was not.
Okay, those are all my answers. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
So does Debbie have the answers to the sports question?
She does.
Is one of them New England Patriots?
Yes.
Oh,
all
right. That's right.
Okay, good job.
Our audience member, Sue Schweik.
That's a region.
That. Yeah, I think I thought it was a region, too. But it's not a state, city, or province. That's what he said.
Oh,
region.
I see. That's very good.
All right.
I got it.
So
we
got the football one. Sue got that. And we're looking for the basketball one.
All
that
right.
changes everything.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m.
Well, the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, that's it.
That's the other one.
That's the
okay,
other one.
Okay, good
course.
Job.
Very good.
All right.
Very good.
All right. We are the longest running quiz program in the United States on public radio.
World history.
In world history.
Longer than that film was the first box office film.
Yeah.
We got them by a lot.
More than 15 weeks, anyway.
Yeah.
And anyway, our panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman, has a new book coming out at the end of the year. And from Diablo Valley College, teacher Lori Fisher, I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Just to remind you of our phone number, which is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. And Lori, it is your turn.
All right. We might have to recuse you, especially if you know the answer.
What?
I'm not sure.
It's bad enough when Jerry does it without you doing it.
Well, this is another Academy Award question. There's only three movies in history in which the entire cast was nominated for an acting award. What are the three movies?
Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
That's one of them. And you want to name all four? Just
Burton, Taylor, George Segal, and Sandy Dennis.
Very good. Okay, so that's one of them. We're looking for the two others.
Yeah.
Do you know them? Yeah, you
Sleuth.
Know. Sleuth is one.
Olivier and Michael Caine.
Very good.
Right. And Give 'Em Hell, Harry.
That's it.
With Ed Flanders. Is it Ed Flanders?
No, it's James
Whitmore. Yeah.
Just Sorry. A one person. So one had one actor, a two actor, and a four
right.
actor. All right, that's
All right.
pretty easy. All right.
All right, give us another question.
All right. How about this one? Speaking of the lack of African-American actors, there was one year in which Best Actor and Best Actress were won by African-American actors and actresses. You know what it was?
Well, it would have been James Earl Jones and Cicely Tyson.
No.
No, it was Denzel Washington and Halle Berry.
Very good. For Training Day and
Monsters
Ball.
Ball.
All right. All right. You want one more here?
All right. Go ahead.
All right. So there are, we'll see this, on the theme of people who have played real people, there are four famous people, celebrity people, who have been, the portrayals of them have led to Academy Award nominations for two different actors. Does that make sense as a question? So two different people.
That were not the stars.
Yeah. Well, these were stars, but yeah. In other words, two nominations went to people who played four different celebrities. It would be as if two people had played Ronald Reagan and been nominated. So I'm looking for not the actors. I'm looking for the celebrity people.
Two different movies, same person.
Yeah, two different movies. Two different actors were nominated for playing the same famous person.
Weird.
Yeah. So it'd be as if two people had played Reagan, but it's not Reagan.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Oh, I see. Oh.
How about Capote?
That wasn't on my list.
There were two Capote movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think both actors are nominated.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, and I don't know who played the other one.
Toby somebody.
Toby
McGuire.
Toby Jones.
Toby Jones, but I don't think Toby Jones got nominated. So. But that's exactly the spirit of the question.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Right. Well, I think actors have been nominated for playing Henry VIII.
Yes. Want to name the two?
Yes. Well, Charles Laughton won for The Private Life of Henry VIII. And then, who was it that the Anne of a Thousand Days?
Jerry just mentioned his name for another movie.
Richard Burton.
Yes.
Richard Burton
and Charles Laughton both played Henry VIII. Very good.
All right.
So that's what we're looking for, three more well-known people.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
That's me?
It is you.
Oh, okay. Going to the acronyms from last time, FOMA, F is in Frank, O is in opera, M is in Mary, and O is in opera.
You mean
internet acronyms?
Internet?
Yes, acronyms, yeah. Uh-huh. And here's another one. It's a long one. T is in Tom, E is in Egg, O is in opera, T is in Tom, W as in Y, A is in apple, W as in Y, as in W-H-Y.
It's easier just to say the words, I think, yeah.
K as in kitten, and I as in interest.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
So those are two acronyms. And then my other question is, according to Wired magazine, which Bay Area high tech executive is a major funder for Marco Rubio?
Oh.
High tech executive.
Larry Ellison?
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah, it's not getting a lot of press. I don't know why.
No, I haven't heard it.
It's the first I heard.
I've never heard that either. Yeah, interesting. That's a good story. Yeah.
I don't know the acronyms. We do not know them, I should say. And so do you want to just leave them out?
Oh, I can just tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
One is fear of missing out.
Of course.
All right.
And the other is the end of the world as we know it.
That gets the abbreviation, huh?
Good job.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
I think I could type the end of the world as we know it
quicker. Yeah.
All right. One more Academy Award question, and then that'll be it for me tonight. I'm going to give you four actors, and these are the only four actors who were in three films nominated for Best Picture in the same year. So these four actors are the only four that were in three different films nominated for Best Picture in the same year.
Wow.
So number one, Claudette Colbert.
And what are we naming? The films they were in?
You're naming the films. Number one, Claudette Colbert. Number two, Charles Laughton. Number three, Thomas Mitchell. And number four, John C. Reilly. So again, these are the only four actors who were the only four actors who appeared or starred in three different films nominated for Best Picture in the same year. And I will say in each of these cases, one of the films won. So, Claudette Colbert, Charles Laughton, Thomas Mitchell, and John C. Reilly. So, one of the three films they were each nominated appeared in the same year, won for Best Picture, and two others were just nominated.
So, I have parts of the answer. So, Thomas Mitchell, I think, was in Stagecoach and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Yes, that's two of the three.
Yeah, and did Mr. Smith win?
No.
Okay, so Stagecoach won.
No.
Oh, so the one we're missing won.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then I think, can I get one more in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think Charles Laughton might have been in Mutiny on the Bounty and Many Lives of Henry VIII in the same year.
No, Mutiny on the Bounty, yes.
But not the others.
But okay. Not the others.
Okay. I have guesses on the other, but I'll hold back.
Okay.
I'll let Jerry clean up here.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So again, only four actors have appeared in three different films nominated for Best Picture in the same year. Claudette Colbert, Charles Laughton, Thomas Mitchell, and John C. Reilly. So each of them was in the winner that year as well. So far we do have some answers. Charles Laughton, one of the three, is Mutiny on the Bounty. Thomas Mitchell, you got two of the three, which is Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and Stagecoach. And anyway, okay, leave the others out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. I was a little bit shocked that you guys weren't getting Golden State Warriors. I know less about sports than anyone.
I wouldn't be too shocked, but go ahead.
I got it.
Jerry held back a little.
Yeah.
All right. And did anyone say Christopher Lloyd for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
No, and he is also in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Very good.
That's good.
Yes.
All right. That's it. That's all I got.
Good job.
So on the taxi question, we're still short one of the actors, right? We've named five actors, I think.
Well, let's see. We are short one of the actors nobody's gotten.
Right.
And one of the films that Danny DeVito was in that won Best Picture nobody's gotten.
Huh. All right.
Okay.
That's a good question.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Dana, you mentioned Henry VIII. What about Henry II for Lion in Winter and Man of All Seasons?
Not Man of All Seasons, but that's no. Man of All Seasons is Henry VIII.
And
the Paul Lion in Winter is Henry II. So two different kings. And
what am I thinking of? He appears in two movies, Lion in Winter.
Peter O'Toole played Henry II in two films, The Lion in Winter and Beckett.
Beckett is what I'm thinking of, yeah.
Right, but that was the same actor, and he wanted two different
I'm looking for two different actors playing the same guy.
All right. I have a question.
Yes.
I have a list of names of people that are known across this country, Europe, and around the world. Tell me why they are known.
You mean they're all known for the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a commonality.
All right.
Laura Carmichael, Jim Carter, Michelle Dockery, Kevin Doyle, Jane Froggatt, Lily James, Rob James Collier, Alan Leach, Sophie McShera, Dan Stevens, Penelope Wilton.
Penelope Wilton sounds very familiar.
Michelle Dockery sounded familiar.
That sounds familiar
to me,
too. Yeah. And Lily James sounds familiar.
And do they all do this thing together?
Yes.
They do. Are they teammates?
In a sense.
Or cast members?
Yes.
Oh.
Bachelor. Shall I give you some more names?
Lily James.
I don't think that'll
Michelle
help.
Dockery. Wait a minute. Yeah, okay. Give us a
Hugh Bonneville.
Oh.
Oh, that's the Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. Yes. There you go.
Oh, very good.
Good job.
Wow.
Very good.
It took us a while.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, okay. Good. And, if you'd like to join us here, we have a couple of lines open at the moment. And the number is area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz program on every Sunday at 7 p.m., 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Actually, Jerry, why don't you go ahead? Jerry.
Okay, well, you mentioned the goddess of cereal.
Yes.
So I'll,
do you worship at that temple? I
have a segue.
Temple, yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What is the nation's top-selling cereal brand?
Well,
I'll give you two guesses each.
I'd guess Cheerios first.
Huh?
Cheerios.
Not exactly.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly
okay.
It? Wow.
I got another. Wheat seems to be one of our themes tonight, along with the Oscars.
It's not a gluten-free show.
So is
show.
That the did you add? Oh, yeah, you wanted the single best song. Okay,
yeah.
Right. Okay,
we should tell our listeners it's not a gluten-free show tonight.
No.
Why? What? Why was sliced bread briefly banned in 1943?
Like banned by the government?
Yeah.
it was a war. It was a thing to do with World War II.
I didn't say that, but
what well, was?
Did they need the things that would cut bread? Did they need those for the war effort?
No. Right.
So this is a time it was not the greatest thing since sliced bread.
I've read this someplace. All right, I have to think about this. Would you repeat the question?
Why was sliced bread briefly banned in 1943?
Hmm. All right.
In America.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, not only Minds Over Matter, the longest quiz show on the air, but also KLEW is the oldest FM station west of the Mississippi.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. We're all together.
I always like to bring that.
What is the oldest east of the Mississippi?
Yeah. You know who built it?
I think you called once about this.
Yes, a long time ago. It's really sad. It really is sad, extremely sad. And all of the problem we have today in the economy was GE. What is GE now? It's gone. All gone. RCA is gone. Genesis is gone. All of the consumer electronic. And now have fake companies like Apple running the show. Okay, so I really have, since you have the Academy Award night, which I don't care about it, but one of my favorite actors is Peter Sellers. And one of his best movies, he made many very good movies, Doctor Strangelove.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, who was the mad scientist? I mean, what did he refer
to? Supposed to be Teller, I think.
That's correct.
Yeah.
How about the mad general?
That was supposed to be, who
like
was that?
Curtis LeMay or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Very
that good. Was played by
Sterling Hayden.
Sterling Hayden, yeah.
Okay. So since we're talking about scientists, one of the greatest physicists who existed, died in 1988, and last word was, I hate to die twice. Also, I'll give you another hint, when his first wife died in 1956, he was so much in love with her, was heartbroken, and actually they lived in Los Alamos, you know, where they're building the bomb, but he just made this short statement, that I love my wife, my wife is dead. And it was heartbroken the whole time. Do you know what's...
But oh, you kid.
Say it again?
How about...
oh, you kid?
No. How about J. Robert Oppenheimer?
No.
Okay.
Now,
Oppenheimer actually was married. He had a very good family.
That's the only... Yeah.
I mean, he had...
Oh, you kid, Jerry. Now, I haven't heard that expression in a long time. let's see. So, physicist.
He was famous. He actually was a unique scientist. He created very, very... He really was as important as Einstein, except his theory was in electrodynamics or...
Fermi?
No. Fermi was a great scientist, but that he... more recent than Fermi.
Oh. Lawrence?
No.
That's a good guess.
Yeah. We don't know. We don't know.
Okay, I'll give you his first name, Richard.
Feinman.
Oh, that's good.
That's it.
Good
great
job.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Great
didn't
man.
Know that.
Also, if anybody likes to read his love letter to his dead wife, who passed away, I have it posted in my Facebook page, M-E-E-I-D. Read it. It's really to make you cry.
All right.
Cry.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Bye-bye.
All right. And let's see. Oh, just to remind you of the number here, area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Oh, yes. Laurie is reminding me we have to repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, what do you have?
Okay. Why was sliced bread briefly banned in 1943?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the names of the top three least successful major studio releases of all time.
You should tell people what you have already on.
Well, I'm going to.
Okay.
Give me time. We already have The Lone Ranger in 2013, lost $134 million, and John Carter in 2012 lost $134 million.
All right.
This is the leading one, lost $144 million. And, finally, what movie holds the record for most consecutive weeks as number one best box office hit?
All right.
I'm looking in the last out of the last six winners for Best Actor. Five of them were people who portrayed real people. Eddie Redmayne won for Stephen Hawking. Matthew McConaughey won for Ron Woodruff in Dallas Buyers Club, and Sean Penn won for Harvey Milk. I'm looking for the other two. And then in the history of the Academy Awards, there have been four famous people the actors portraying them were nominated for Best Actor. And Dana got Charles Laughton and Richard Burton for playing Henry VIII. I'm looking for the other three famous people and the actors that went along with them.
All right. Let's see. Six members of the Taxi TV series cast have been in Academy Award winners for Best Picture. And I will tell you the ones that we have so far. Judd Hirsch, Ordinary People and A Beautiful Mind. Tony Danza was in Crash. Danny DeVito was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but there's one more film Danny DeVito was in that needs to be gotten. Carol Kane was in Annie Hall, and Christopher Lloyd was also in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So all we're just missing one cast member nobody's gotten, and Danny DeVito, one of his films that was won Best Picture. And only four separate actors have appeared in three pictures nominated for Best Picture in the same year. They are Claudette Colbert, Charles Laughton, Thomas Mitchell, and John C. Reilly. And each of them was in the winning film that year. So Charles Laughton was in Mutiny on the Bounty, but he was in two other films nominated. Laurie got Thomas Mitchell, who was in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and Stagecoach, but he was also in the winning film this year. And, of course, John C. Reilly, nobody's gotten any of those. Or Claudette Colbert. So
I have a two-thirds of Claudette Colbert, I hope.
All right.
She was in It Happened One Night, and I think that was the same year as Cleopatra.
Very good.
And
yes.
It Happened One Night, I think, won.
Yes, it did. Okay. It Happened One Night and Cleopatra.
So we're looking for
there's
her
one
third.
More film.
Well, John C. Reilly was in that biopic about the country singer. Was it Johnny – not Johnny Cash, but –
No, that's not one of the films.
He was in Magnolia, and that was nominated.
That was not one of the films.
That's
either.
Not the year, right?
No, not the year. Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening, it's Sparky Maddie. How y'all doing?
Good.
Wasn't Elizabeth II also had like two nominees?
She might have. For some reason, it only came up when I was in the Best Actor. Next week, I'll do the Best Actress.
I'm sorry. Okay. Otherwise, teams that are not named after, city, state, whatever. Of course, you got your Golden State Warriors and the New England Patriots, but also Carolina Panthers.
Oh. But that's named after a state.
Well, kind of.
Not right. A specific state.
Well,
I think it's a good technicality.
Technically, you're right.
It's like New England. I'm going to give Sparky that one. Give him a bell.
Yeah, okay. Carolina, because it's not after North or South.
That's correct.
You're right. You're right.
And the Carolina Hurricanes.
Who are they?
They're a hockey team. They were formerly my New England Whalers.
Oh.
Right. And also the four Tampa Bay teams.
Tampa Bay? Oh, that's not the name of the city?
Tampa Bay is the name of the city, isn't it?
The Lightning and the...
There is a Tampa, Florida, but...
Yes, there is a Tampa, Florida, but they're called Tampa Bay.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right.
Tampa Bay. Very good. These are good technicalities.
All right.
Very good.
Here's a quick question, maybe more towards Lori's wheelhouse, almost. I was looking online. What baseball player named Oscar... has the most career home runs?
I'm going to say Oscar Gamble.
Very good.
There you go.
He's the only ball player named Oscar.
I didn't even know I had a wheelhouse. Yeah, I can't think of another named Oscar. Oscar Robertson,
either,
the basketball player.
Like 10 players named Oscar with at least one, and the most high level was Oscar Gamble.
He played for the White Sox.
Oscar Tavares, who played in 2014 for the Cardinals. In fact, was playing right field when Ishikawa's home run left.
Oh,
excellent. And brought the Giants into the World Series. And then, sadly, died in an auto accident.
That's right.
A few days later.
That's correct.
It was pretty sad.
Yeah. Well, you're in keeping with the theme of the Oscars tonight, Sparky. That's really good.
And I think if I can't think of anything else, we're done.
All right. Thanks, Sparky.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Laurie, I think it's your turn.
All right, we'll do this one. It's a habit of mine that I notice things like how many letters and words are in titles. And this year, there's three movies nominated for Best Picture that just have one word in them: Brooklyn, Spotlight, and Room. And in another thing that's kind of weird, and since 2002, four other pictures with just one word have won Best Picture. What are they?
Crash.
And no, The is in there. Crash is one of them. 2005.
Right.
It's a one-word picture since 2002. All were best movie of the year. One was 2012, very recent.
All right. Leave it out.
Leave it out there.
And Ray, was that a winner?
What is it?
Ray?
Ray didn't win Best Picture.
No, he didn't win. Yeah. Nothing, yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Every Matter.
Hi. Okay, so first, for the movies that Charles Laughton was in, I just have one of them. Was it Billy Budd?
Not Billy Budd, no.
Okay, okay. And then for actors who were separate actors who were nominated for a biographical figure, this is probably wrong, but how about Henry Fonda and Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln?
You have half of it. I have Raymond Massey and Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln.
Right.
Yeah, there was Henry Fonda nominated for Mr.
Well, he
Young
was in
Mr.
Young
Lincoln.
Mr. Lincoln, which is a good picture, and but he wasn't nominated for that.
Okay, but that we'll give him credit. Raymond Massey and Daniel Day-Lewis for Abe Lincoln. Very nice for Lincoln.
And then earlier you had a question with movies that had the whole cast was nominated. Wasn't Streetcar Named Desire in that? I think all the actors were nominated.
No,
well, maybe the major actors, but I mean there were a lot more people in it than just four.
I see.
This is 100% of the cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now there are plenty of people in Streetcar.
Okay, and then for the movies with just one word in the title, probably is wrong. But how about Milk?
Milk didn't win Best Picture, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. It's a good guess.
And since you guys were talking about baseball, I have a bunch of useless facts in my head.
They're not useless.
What player was hit by a pitch most and how many times in his career?
Oh, it was, I know this guy. I can see him. He played for the Mets, right? Is that who it was?
To be honest, I don't know. This is like 20, 30
not,
years
not
ago.
Not Marv Thornberry.
Not Marvelous Marv Thornberry. Oh, this one's at the outskirts of my memory. You could tell us.
Okay, I'm not totally certain about this, but I believe it was Minnie Minoso.
Oh, no.
Minnie Minoso.
No, it was not.
Minoso.
556 times.
Wow. So it used to be Minnie. I mean, this was my favorite player growing up, so I know a lot about Minnie Minoso. But it was he doesn't hold the current record. Somebody's hit more than Minnie. Minnie was the only player to play in five different decades. That's
what was
the
his
great
real
thing.
First name?
Arrestus Santiago Minoso.
Very good. Very good. All right.
Well, thank you very much.
That is my wheelhouse.
Bye-bye.
And that's a strange choice for a favorite player. He was great.
Well, he was a White Sox guy. So
I see.
And they tied. I have about eight guys tied for my all-time favorite player.
He was outfielder, first baseman?
Outfield.
Yeah.
All right. Christopher Lee was the only actor, the late Christopher Lee, was the only actor to be in two Best Pictures 55 years apart.
Whoa.
Christopher Lee was the only actor to be in two Best Picture Academy Award winners 55 years apart.
That's amazing.
Yes. And I will say in the first one, he had a relatively small part. But in the second one, he had quite a large part.
Starring role, even?
Big role. Important role.
And these films won Best Picture or nominated?
They did. No, they both won Best Picture, yeah.
Wow. When did he die?
Last year.
All right. Wow.
So Christopher Lee was the only actor to be in two Academy Award-winning Best Pictures 55 years apart.
Debbie's saying Titanic.
No, he was not in that. He was not in Titanic.
And Debbie said Avatar, but I don't remember what
he was not in Avatar either.
I don't remember what it was. A different answer for a different thing for my movies.
Anyway, so let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Anne from Crocker Amazon.
Hi, Anne.
I have some answers. I'm not sure they're right, but the biggest money loser. How about Heaven's Gate?
Ooh. No, that's a famous one, but it's not number one.
Didn't lose enough.
Didn't lose enough. Yeah.
Okay. How about I know this is kind of weird, but John C. Reilly movie, Boogie Nights.
Not Boogie Nights.
He
was in that, but that's not one of the three.
All right. And then the two actors that were in the same picture. I don't know if this one, but Goodbye, Mr. Chips was Peter O'Toole, and then the older one was somebody, Donet.
Oh, Robert Donet. Right. Yeah. But although they were both nominated for Academy Awards, Robert Donet won.
Donat.
Yes.
Donat won, yes. and
Peter O'Toole
did not win. But you wanted the real person,
Mr.
Right?
Chips was not real.
I forget the real. Oh, he wasn't real?
No.
No.
He's a myth. His real name.
Yeah.
The famous book.
But they based him on somebody.
It's a great novel. Yeah.
They may well have based him on somebody.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Based him on every great teacher.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Who wrote the novel?
Famous classic movies.
Yeah. No, that's nice to think about, but it's not him.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. Hi, my name is AJ. I'm calling from Larkspur.
Hi, Adrian.
Okay, I'm going to try to answer a couple of your questions. The 15-week best-selling movie, I guess, in the box office.
Right.
Yeah. The swing at, was it E.T.?
No.
That's a very good guess.
But E.T. is part of the answer. The total week's winner is E.T., which was number one for 16 weeks, but I guess it was interrupted by a week.
Oh, I'm going to give you a bell for it anyway.
So you still get
a bell.
That's
a great answer.
That's very good knowledge, yeah. Well, this has to be consecutive weeks.
Oh, okay.
But you're close, very close.
I'm going to try the John C. Reilly question.
Yes.
Gangs of New York?
That's one of them.
Okay, that's the only one I got.
All right, good job on that.
That wasn't Best Picture, right?
It was not bad, but it was nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So we're missing at least one film for each of those actors.
One film for Claudia Colbert, two films for Charles Laughton, one film for Thomas Mitchell, two films for John C. Reilly. And just to remind you, the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David from Oakland. Actually calling back for the second time tonight.
All right.
So I have some more answers. So first of all, Lori, I think the person you were looking for was Ron Hunt.
Oh, that is who I'm looking for. Yeah, who beat out Minnie.
I think Craig Biggio holds the record now.
I think so, too.
Ron Hunt, yeah.
Good.
Ron Hunt
is
the guy you're looking for. Okay, so, Jerry, for weeks in a row, is it Home Alone?
No, it is not. Good guess.
Oh, it's not?
No, it is not.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's probably close, but not number one.
Yeah. But your answer, Dana, for Christopher Lee.
Yes.
He was in Hamlet.
He was in Hamlet. He was a spear carrier in Hamlet.
Right.
Very good.
Right. Really small. And then he was in Lord of the Rings.
That's right.
I can't remember which one of the Lord of the Rings movies, which subtitle one.
The middle one was The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
The middle
King
one.
Or something.
Return, of, the, Return of the Ring Bearer.
Yeah, yeah. The second one, anyway. The one that was Best Picture. Hamlet and Lord of the Rings. One of the Lord of the Rings. Very good.
And then Thomas Mitchell, the one you guys is Gone with the Wind.
Yes, Gone with the Wind.
Of course.
So Laurie got the two lesser known, but he didn't get Gone with the Wind. Yeah, so there you go.
Right. I never heard
of that movie. What is that about?
Yeah, right.
Was Charles Laughton in Hunchback of Notre Dame the same year?
He was, but it wasn't the same year. No.
It wasn't the same year.
No, although he was in Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you very much.
Right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, my question for you is, what is your top album that was on the top 20 list for 20 years?
What album?
Once more.
What rock album?
Rock album.
Top 20 for 20 years
20
straight.
20 years.
Well, okay, let's think about that.
How about Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon?
You got it.
There you go.
Oh, all right. Good job.
Laurie, very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
And the other question I have for you, what is the most requested rock song?
Requested where? By who?
By Jerry.
By any group.
Like on radio?
The most requested rock song by any radio station when it first hit the waves.
Well, You've Lost That Love and Feeling is one of them.
One of the most played songs.
I don't know if it's one of the most requested.
Hold my hand.
I want to hold you.
I can give it to you.
All right, go ahead.
I know we're low on time. Believe it or not, Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
Oh. All right.
It's been requested so many times that if we're played back to back, the week will over 1 million radio hours.
Interesting. Thank you very much.
I'm listening to that channel. I think it's on Sirius Radio, the
probably
Stairway to Heaven channel.
The Led Zeppelin channel. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Tom from San Rafael. Hello, Lori. I'm only calling because Lori claims I never listen to the show, but I always listen.
This is your first time.
Yes.
Listening. My first time, right. And but I had an answer, but the answer's already given.
I
had the answer to the person who was hit most. It was Greg Biggio, and yeah. I also thought it was Ron Hunt at first. And I thought it was also Don Baylor, I did know it was Greg Biggio.
Is that just a coincidence, or is there some reason?
They used to lean into the ball.
Hugs the plate.
They hog the plate.
Mm. Yeah, he hogged the plate. And I think the movie with one title that won the Academy Award, did anybody say Argo?
They didn't, no, but that's
very
correct,
very good.
Tom. Very good.
Hey, do I get the buzzer or anything?
You got the bell. Hear that?
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Great. All right, Maury. So I listen. There you go.
Rick, oh, my God. Thank you very
happy
much.
Happy man, Tom. Thank you.
You owe him a dollar now.
Yes.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. This is Nancy from Berkeley.
Hi, Nancy.
John C. Reilly was in Chicago.
He was. That was the winner that year. Yeah.
That's right. Mr. Cellophane. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question about this Roman goddess named Ceres.
Ceres.
There's no Roman goddess named Ceres.
No, it was Ceres. Ceres is the Roman goddess. But the word cereal is adapted from Ceres.
Okay, because I was saying that the Greek god for that is Demeter. But
right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a good breakfast food.
I can't remember any of the other questions. There was all these movies and all these questions.
Right. Well, we're going to give all the answers out momentarily.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much. All right. Time to clean up here. Jerry, what do we got?
Okay. Well, the movie that holds the record for most consecutive weeks, 15 weeks, as number one box office hit is Titanic.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
And the first, the top least successful major studio release of all time came out in 2011. I never heard of it. It sounds great. Mars Needs Moms.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of that, Dana?
Nope. I've heard of it.
I heard it was Mars Needs Women. That's what I thought that
Mars
was.
Mars Needs Moms. Yeah. Well, anyway. Okay, and sliced bread was briefly banned in 1943 to save paper for the war effort. In those days, each slice of bread was individually wrapped in paper.
All right.
Pre-Kraft
long
cheese.
Long gone. Yeah.
Pre-Kraft singles. Yeah.
One-word title since 2002 were Argo and Crash. We didn't get Gladiator and Chicago, and Debbie waved Avatar, which is probably one as well. The two actors who played real people that we didn't get was one was mentioned for a different question. Daniel Day-Lewis played Lincoln in one in 2012, and Colin Firth played King George VI in The King's Speech. And then of the famous people who were led to nominations are two people, Henry V. was played by Laurence Olivier and Kenneth Branagh.
Right.
And Richard Nixon was played by Anthony Hopkins and Frank Langella.
Okay, good job. Let's see. The Taxi cast members. We have two. Danny DeVito was in Terms of Endearment. He was one of the suitors for Shirley MacLaine in Terms of Endearment.
That's right.
Randall Carver, who nobody remembers, but he was a regular on the first year of Taxi, and he was in Midnight Cowboy. The four actors who appeared in three pictures nominated for Best Picture in the same year: Claudette Colbert, It Happened One Night, Imitation of Life, which nobody got, and Cleopatra, Charles Laughton, Mutiny on the Bounty, Ruggles of Red Gap, which is a great film, and Les Miserables. Thomas Mitchell, Gone with the Wind, the one that Laurie couldn't remember. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and Stagecoach, John C. Reilly, Chicago, Gangs of New York, and The Hours. He was in The Hours.
Right.
So if we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from Dabo Valley College, Laurie Fisher. Thank you very much, Laurie.
Thank you.
And my name is Dana Rodriguez. I've been your moderator. Of course, thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcox for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. If you enjoyed the show this week, please join us next Sunday at 7 p.m. We look forward to that. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.